Good morning, everybody. Welcome to church. This morning, we have some intimations. The discussion group has been meeting every second Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Irene Patterson Room. That will conclude our series on prophets with Amos. The final meeting is this week, the 19th of November, for people who attend. Kirk Session, there will be a meeting of elders after worship on Sunday, the 24th of November. This is regarding the West Fife Village Churches Cluster. Kirk Session will also meet on Wednesday, the 4th of December. Warm spaces in the Sanctuary Cinema. The church is taking part in the Warm Spaces initiative once again. The church is now open on Thursday afternoons between 1 and 5 until the end of March. This week, the 21st of November, and every 2 weeks, there will be games and other activities. The Sanctuary Cinema will operate on alternative weeks, and the next film is Ladies in Lavender on the 28th of November, and the film starts at 2 p.m. Cycling group outing is next Saturday, the 23rd of November, when we will visit West Lothian. Full details will be emailed to members. Speak to Derek if you need information. Gift day. This year's gift day will be Sunday, the 1st of December. Letters will be sent out to everyone on our mailing list ahead of the day. Please speak to our treasurer for information. See Money Matters over the page if you are looking at the physical copy. Prayer box. Did you know that we have a prayer box? Is there is an issue, if there's an issue or an individual that is causing you concern, our prayer circle can help. The circle, a small group of volunteers, will take up all requests in very strict confidence. The box is in the vestibule near the main door, and requests can be made to Marion Donald on 882331 or via the Facebook page if preferred. Other information is on the printed sheet or it can be downloaded from the website if you don't have a copy. And today our duty team is, I'm the Beadle, Dots, the Welcome, George and Rosemary and Derek and Marion are going to be helping provide the service for us today. So we're very grateful to everybody concerned. As an extra notice, Carnock and Oakley Church is having a coffee morning and Christmas fair on Saturday the 7th of December at 10 till 12. It's in the Oakley Church Hall on Station Road. Cake and candy, tombola, mystery gifts, admission £4, but that includes tea, coffee, and mince pie. Live music, proceeds to their church. We still have some Christmas crafts on sale today. But that, this will be the last day that they'll be there, is that right, Elaine?
Yes.
Yes, so this is your last chance to get any of the Christmas crafts. So, thank you.
Thanks very much, Marianne. Marianne?
Okay.
Don't forget to read about the Christmas fair craft stuff. You've got to give me an excuse for leaving without something. Yeah, you wonder why I'm standing here. Norman's on annual leave. So today I will be leading the service. I hope. So let's start worshipping God this morning by singing that lovely hymn, Come Now Is the Time to Worship. Now, before we start, it has a very short intro. And then we'll start singing. Good. So, hymn 196, Come Now Is the Time to Worship.
Before your God.
We have nothing that did not come from you. Nothing we own is ours. It is all a gift from you. May these gifts of money before us and gifts of direct debits, bank transfers and standing order that we cannot see be used to make your kingdom more clear in our world and in our community here in the parish of Cairnhill. Amen. Thanks, God. And now, Marion will lead us in prayer this morning.
Let us pray. Mighty God, you have come again, we have come again to worship you. But you, of course, are here already, close by our sides, just as you have been every moment of every day. Your hand upon us, your arms around us, and your love within us. Open our hearts to your presence now so that we may recognize you with us always. Almighty God, you have done more for us than we can ever begin to acknowledge. You have done so much throughout history, more than words can ever fully express. So we come once again in grateful and heartfelt worship. We praise you for the wonder of the universe, the loveliness of the world, and the beauty of your creation. We thank you for the joy of life, with all there is to delight, fascinate, challenge, and enrich. We rejoice in the new life you have given us in Christ, the hope, strength, peace, and inspiration you grant us each day through him. We praise you for the constancy of your love, the breadth of your purpose, and the awesome extent of your mercy. You have blessed us beyond our deserving, showering us with good things despite our shortcomings. Gracious Lord, where we are weak, show us. Where we are complacent, challenge us. Where we are faithless, rebuke us. Where we are wrong, forgive us. Grant us a mind to know you, a heart to love you, a spirit to serve you, and life to proclaim you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our next hymn is hymn number 558. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so
So when I volunteered Marion and myself to do this service, I came to Marion and I said, Marion, as usual, would you look after the music? Because I'm not very good at the music side. You'll do the hymns. Yeah, I'll do that. That's fine, Marion. I'm really pleased about that. Now, you know how you're good? Unfortunately, I'm supposed to be praying on the day of the Sunday, leading the prayers. But Derek's going to do the sound. Derek was supposed to be praying. So I then asked you, I wonder, would you mind praying as well? And you said, oh yeah, I'll do that. Oh, by the way, Marion, before I forget, by any chance, could you come up with a theme for the service? So Marion did. She came up with three suggestions, which were absolutely marvellous. And I picked one, and I looked at it, and I tried to work at it, and had a conversation with several people about it. And the feeling was, just kind of get into these. Then I thought back to my weaving course, and I actually asked the minister one day, if you may remember this, Marion. No, you won't. I do, because it was one of the few questions I dared to ask. How do you actually, when you're giving a talk, how do you do that? What do you do for a subject? He said, well, depending what it is, just relate it to yourself. Yeah? And you'll be able to talk about it again. So what I then did was I went to the Church of Scotland website, as I do sometimes for creating the prayers, because in that website there is a service prepared for every Sunday of the month, every Sunday of the week. So I looked at that, and the readings in that service, for that service that was created for today, I read through them. But more importantly, I read the introduction to the service. And as I was reading the introduction to the service, I went, that's me. I've been through that. I've experienced that. I think I'll talk about that. So I went back to Marion. I said, Marion, you know how you're giving me these three thoughts and that? She said, oh yes. Right. I said, well, change my mind. Right, okay. I'm going to give a talk as follows. So, every time we switch on the television, what do we see? We hear about the war in Ukraine that's been going on for 3 years. We hear about this war in Israel and Palestine and with Hamas and Hezbollah, and that's getting worse and worse and worse. And we hear about wars other places in the world. And every week, for the last 3 years, for as long as I can remember, we've been praying to try and get God to stop this. You know, somehow or other, we're praying all, I pray all the time, please stop this, just stop it. So, right, okay, it's still going. And then we switch the television on, and then you hear that China is now surrounding Taiwan. Training exercises. How often have we heard that? Training, you know what's going to happen there, don't you? They're going to invade Taiwan eventually. Shouldn't say that. That's just me making a suggestion. It's not getting any better, is it, you know, the world? Our prayers aren't being successful. And therefore, I came up. Somebody said to me, you know what that? I said to myself, you know something? God's not listening to me. I'm praying and nothing's happening. This is not good. Now, on that very happy note, if I may, could we continue our worship by singing hymn 481, Jesus is the name we honour.
George.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologise. We've got the readings by Mary. I'm jumping ahead. Thank you.
George.
That's me.
That's my fault.
It's
sorry.
Kath, not Marion.
It's not Marion, it's
me.
Kath. Sorry. I've got Marion on the brain.
Our Old Testament reading is Psalm 16. Keep me safe, my God. For in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out libations of blood, will take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave. Nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And our New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more you see the day approaching. And may God add his blessing to the reading of this word. And our next hymn is Jesus, Jesus is the name we honour.
To stop praying because I thought this is a waste of time.
I've been doing this now for 3 years and I'm still on it. What? All, I think between the two wars there's over 200,000 people been killed. Between the two wars. It's quite... Well, it's 100,000 in Palestine. We know that. That's a record. The last time I looked at the numbers for Russia, it was somewhere in the region of about 70,000 between the two countries, Ukraine and Russia. You know, so 200,000 it must be. It's absolutely shocking. So I say I'm going to stop praying. This all started about, beginning June, July. And I kept saying, I'm not going to pray, that's not worthwhile. I actually contacted Derek. He's a rota man for all church at the moment. And he's doing a really good job there. I said to him, take me off the winter rota for praying. So for June, July, August, and part of September, and then October, I went, I'm not going to pray. I know I'm supposed to be leading prayers in church. I found excuses not to do it. And I was phoning people up and saying, I wonder if you could help me out here. Send them emails. I've got to do such and such a thing. I wonder, I'm supposed to be praying, but I'll do such and such if you can do the prayers, just to get a bit of prayer. And this went on for a long time. And then I read something. And that kind of alarmed me a bit. Because I learned that if you stop praying, you're losing your faith. You're losing your faith in God. Now, that really upset me. Really. So, when I came back from a holiday in Canada, I knew I'd get that in this morning at the dock. 3 weeks of wandering in Canada. Anyway, enough of that. When I came back, it took me a couple of weeks, and I settled back into church, and I had a wee discussion with a friend. And that friend, I told my friend exactly how I was feeling and what I was doing. And my friend said, that's where I got the phrase, God's not listening to you, he said. I said, fine, okay. Right, and at that, we just finished, we never said anything, it was just a very, very quick chat. And I went home, thought nothing of it. 2 days later, in my inbox, there was an email from my friend. Now, I read that email from my friend 3 times. I sat back and I prayed to God. Sorry, you know, I get very emotional at times. So, and I asked him to forgive me. Now, what I'd like you to do, or I'd like to do, with the friend's permission, is read that email to. Sorry. That's why I like to walk up and down. He entitled the email Personal Encouragement. Well, that's interesting. By far the most common obstacle to prayer is disinclination. I went, fine, okay. People do not pray because they do not feel like it. We must learn to keep our appointments with God whether we feel like it or not. It is faith. Not feeling that measure of the efficiency of the prayer. As to the perplexing question as to whether God is able to transform things, for instance, the Israel situation, then faith says, yes, he is able to subdue all the powers of evil. Here's something of what Martin Luther King says. The problem that has always hampered man has been his inability to conquer that. Sorry, let me say that again. Here's some of what Martin Luther King says. The problem that has always hampered man has been his inability to conquer fear by his own power. One idea is for man to tackle it alone. Another is to leave it to God. So we've got man trying it, God trying it. Martin Luther King suggests it's rather man and God together. Evil can be cast out, not by man alone, nor by a dictatorial God who invades our lives. He also writes, Evil carries the seeds of its own destruction. And we can see that happening in history. That's why we add in there. A self-defeating quality. It can go a long way, but then it reaches its limit in a way he's referring to man's free will, not to good or evil. That was the email that changed my way of thinking. And I felt great, because when I did then, as I said, I prayed, I felt so much greater. I can't begin to explain to you how important faith is in our belief in God. The wee statement I got up there, I should have said earlier on that the people who wrote the worship for this Sunday were the Guild of Health and St. Raphael. And I thank them for doing that, because I wouldn't be here standing today if they hadn't done that. Isn't it marvellous God works in wonderful ways? Yep. Right, enough of that, George. Just finish by what you're going to say. What I was going to say is, this is what it should be, this is what it's like, I think, when folk peek through that door. I've got to read it from up there. I was going to read it from up there, but maybe I'll do it. Oh, I've got it down here. People should peek through the doors of the church and see that faith in Christ makes a notable difference in the words and actions of those who follow him today. Amen. We'll continue, and I think I'm correct in saying this now. No, I'm not being correct, I must be, with hymn 641. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Thank you.
And His righteousness.
was preparing for this service, I came across a hymn, NCH4, and the words really resonated with me. So I'd like to share the words of this hymn as our prayer for others. Let us pray. We lay our broken world in sorrow at your feet, haunted by hunger, war, and fear, oppressed by power and hate. Here, human life seems less than profit, might, and pride, though to unite us all in you, you lived and loved and died. We bring our broken towns, our neighbours hurt and bruised. You show us how old pain and wounds for new life can be used. We bring our broken loves, friends parted, families torn, then in your life and death we see that love must be reborn. We bring our broken selves, confused and closed and tired, then through your gift of healing grace, new purpose is inspired. Come, Spirit, on us breathe with life and strength anew. Find in us love and hope and trust, and lift us up to you. Amen. Our final hymn is hymn 237, Look Forward in Faith.
Sing sing to it the second plane. Okay? We've done this in the joint services, and I think it's a really lovely way to end the service. So I would like you to join me in the saying of the blessing after we've listened to the music. Thank you. You can stand now.
Thank you.